the diagnosis which I was given as a 19-year-old when I was halfway through my university degree, and I was locked up very much against my will in the Wolseley ward of St Clement's Hospital in 1985. And the diagnosis they gave me was bipolar affective disorder, which is commonly known as manic depression.
Welcome to the show. Now we know you're gonna like it. Welcome to the show. Now we know you're gonna like it.
We're rolling. Okay, so my name's Douglas Westbury. Some people call me Doug the Bug because I'm a very annoying person. And I'm standing outside the CSV clubhouse.
True.
I'm standing outside the CSV clubhouse. So we're going to talk to Darren a little bit about the Baha'i faith. Can you tell us what is this Baha'i faith? Where did it originate and where's it going?
I haven't got a clue where it originated. I just know it's quite a modern religion. So I think it came about in the 19th century. It is all about being highly supportive to each other.
Cooperation, not competition.
Yes.
We have a world, a present, which is built on the principle of competition. It's bonkers. Here's Tansy, she wants to say a piece.
When asked how do I feel today, I would have to say that I feel crushed. I feel that life is a struggle. And that is the reality of it. And there's only ever moments of happiness. I think you have to consider those moments and look at the beauty of life around you. Siobhan is joining the gang.
Hey, I'm Siobhan, volunteer coordinator at CSV, as well as customer service coordinator. So it's all about the people.
And you did a nice service for me yesterday.
I did, of course.
There's war and famine and abuse of human rights. There's no excuse for all of this. It's inhumane. Don't let them do it.
My grandfather probably had this condition, and he may well have killed himself in a shooting accident. And my mother had the condition too. So we're talking about three generations. There's a very strong genetic component in how the doctors understand this condition. And basically it's somebody who suffers from extreme mood swings into mania and psychosis and down into extreme depression. And a strange thing that can happen where the two combine, which is extremely dangerous.
So it's about 10:45 in the morning. This is day two of my 5-day audio diary. Just putting the kettle on. I've been asked to describe a little bit how I feel. I feel very zonked out. I'm standing in my kitchen, I've just opened the window. I feel very zonked out from the medication I took last night. I feel like I could sleep and sleep. So that means I've come off this mania that I was on yesterday afternoon. But the thing is, stimulating things could happen again. And I could just start going high. Welcome to the show. Now we know you're gonna like it. Welcome to the show. Now we know you're gonna like it.